Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Shir 2, the topic of Chazokis. In this shir, we will explain the following topics: Sofik Soite, Sofik Kivadai, Sofik Tume Birshus HaYochid, and Sofik Tume Birshus HaRab. A Soite means that a husband has reason to doubt that his wife is having a shaychus, a relationship with another man, and the Torah outlines a specific multi-step process. Kinui, the husband formally warns his wife not to be found in the hidden place, a mokum seiser, with a particular man. The warning, al tisteri employni, do not seclude yourself with so and so. There must be witnesses to this warning that are called edei kinui. The next step is stira, meaning despite the warning, she was witnessed secluding herself, yichud, with that man. These witnesses are called edei stira. Yichud and stira are used interchangeably, both refer to a prohibited seclusion. Raglayim ledovar, with edei kinui and edei stira established, there is now sufficient basis, which is raglayim ledover, to assume a strong possibility of tumme, of znus. Znus is termed as tumme. The eshusish, who is mezana tachas bailo, is forbidden to live with her husband, and he must give her a get. Shtias mei hamorim. The wife may still drink the mei hamorim in the Beis HaMikdosh, the bitter waters. If she survives, this proves she was not mezana, and she becomes permitted to her husband, muteres lebailo. And then, eid echad letume, if there's a single witness, eid echad testifying to the actual act of znus, which the Torah calls tume, based on the verse, v'nistera v'hinit ma'o, then this eid echad is believed kishnayim, like two witnesses, for the purpose of forbidding her to her husband, and then she can no longer drink the mei seite. Now comes sofik kivadai. Even after edei kinui and edei stira, the situation remains technically a sofik, a doubt, as to whether she actually committed znus. Nevertheless, the Torah declares Sofik kivadai. The doubt, we treat the doubt as if it were a certainty. We do not rely on her chazoka of kashrus, or also called cheskis tzidkus, the presumption that a person having been born a kosher Jew has not sinned. And she's treated as if she's definitely tamei and is forbidden to her husband. The question is, why don't we use the chazoka of kashrus? Normally, every Jew carries a chazoket that they have not sinned, a cheskis kashrus. If not for the special din of sofik kivadai, we would assume she did not sin because she has a chazoket. And this is exactly what sofik kivadai is overriding, that the chazoket is overridden and she's treated as tomei bevadai. Sofik soite b'rshus harab. Stira and yichud require only two people. It's only a yichud when there's only two people. Therefore, if there were three people present, there's no true yichud. And this, when there are three people, this is called sofik soite b'shus harabim. Since the technical requirement of stira is not met,
Kol HaLashon,
she remains permitted. Now, we extend this to Hilchus Tumah. Since the Torah uses the language of tumah in the context of soite, because the Torah calls nus v'nistera v'hinit ma'a, Chazal derive a gilui from soite to actual tumah. And they say that sofik tumah b'rishus hayochid, sofik vadai. If a doubt of tumah arises in the rishus hayochid, we cannot use the cheskes taire, and the sofik is treated as vadai tumah. Sofik tumah b'rishus harabim tohor. If the doubt of tumah arises in a rishus harabim, the person remains tohor. You must make an important definition. Rishus hayochid for tumah is defined not by geography, if it's really Rishus HaYachad or Rishus HaRam, but by the number of people. A street at 2 o'clock a.m., a dirt road with only two people present, is a Rishus HaYachad for these purposes. A house with three people inside at the time of the Tumah is a Rishus HaRabim. And this is derived from the parallel of Saita. Now comes the fascinating case of Shnei Nazirim, the Gemara in Masechtas Nazir. A Nazir, Stam Naziris, a person that accepted upon himself not to drink wine, is usually for the duration of 30 days. At the conclusion, the Nazir brings Karbonus Nazir Tahar. But if the Nazir became Tamei during those 30 days, he must first bring Karbonus Nazir Tamei, after which Hayomim Arishonim Yiplu, the earlier days, are void. And he must now count a new 30-day period and then bring Karbonus Nazir Tahar. Now, two Nazirim are standing together, only the two of them, which makes it Rishus HaYachid. A tumah falls on one of them, but we do not know which one. However, it is certain that only one of them is tumah. The dilemma is as follows. Since there are only two people, this is a sofik tumah b'rishus hayochid, sofik evadai, and we cannot use cheskes tair. Yet we know with certainty that only one of them is tumah, so we cannot require both to bring karbonis nazid tumah, for that would be a contradiction of what is vada. So what comes out that the rule of Sofi Kevadai cannot operate in a way that contradicts what is truly Vadai. Since it is Vadai that only one of them is Tomei, Sofi Kevadai cannot make both of them Tomei as if both were definitely impure. What's the halachic solution? Both Nazirim come together and bring one carbon Nazir Tomei and one carbon Nazir Tahor. And it's declared whichever of us is the Tomei one, his carbon nazir tamei should count for him, and the carbon nazir torah should count for the other. Then at the end of the new 30 days, and since we have a doubt which of the two nazirim became tamei, so there's an issa giluach, there's an issa to shear one's head, so they both have to wait till the end of the 30-day period, and do giluach, and bring one carbon nazir tamei, one carbon nazir tahor, and make this condition that whoever requires the Nazir Tomei, the Karbonus Nazir Tomei, it should be for him, and forever the Karbon Nazir Torah should be for him. And then they both do another Naziris for another 30 days, and then they only bring one Karbon Nazir Tahor at the end of the second day period. Now imagine a third person is present at the time the Tumah fell. This makes the situation a Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. And the din of Sofik Kevadai does not apply. Both Nazirim retain their Cheskes Tare. The result is that both Nazirim simply bring Karbonus Nazir Tare and continue their Naziris as if nothing happened, even though we know for certain that one of them is Tomei. This illustrates a fundamental principle. Chazakah can operate even against physical reality. Neged hametzius. Halacha operates according to its own framework, not according to physical facts alone. So let's make a summary. Two versus three people. Two nazirim, rishus hayachid. Sofik kevadai applies. We cannot use chazakah. You bring one carbon nazir tamei and one carbon nazir tahor at the end of the first 30 days. Both are forbidden to enter the Beis HaMikdash. And three nazirim, rishus HaRabim, sofik kevadai does not apply. Both retain cheskes tare. Both bring karbonus nazir tahor only. The following is not 100% clear, but possibly can be understood so from Tesis and Chulin. Possibly there are two meanings of Sofik Kevadai. And possibly they're both true. The first meaning, actually Vadai, we treat the Sofik as if it is a definite certainty, 100% Tomei. This is the stronger reading. Meaning two, Safik Vadai simply means that since Chazaka is only something that applies when endowed by Sveikis, so the meaning of Kvadai simply means that you can't use Chazaka. Chazaka is inapplicable. The Safik has a Din Vadai in the sense that Chazakas cannot be applied, and therefore the situation is not a standard Safik where Chazaka would normally function. In the case of the two Nazirim, where meaning one cannot operate, since it would contradict the Vadai that only one is Tomei. Taisus applies meaning two alone, meaning we cannot say both are Tomei Bevadai, but we still cannot use Chazake, and therefore we have to come on to the sheared Karbonis solution of the Gemara. Now, let's go to the Inyan of Sofik Doiraisa L'chumre Minatoyri Omidrabono. Is a major machloikis rishonim regarding sofik da'iraisa l'chumre, when a doubt arises in the Torah prohibition that we must go l'chumre and be stringent, is it only midrabanon that you have to be stringent, that the sages enacted they have to be stringent, or actually the Torah obligates one to be stringent? Rambam learned Sofik Deraisa L'chumre is required only midrabanon, and the Rashba, beginning of Sefer Shev Shmaitze, discusses the Sofik Deraisa L'chumre is required min al-Torah itself. L'chumre, this machloikis, has a direct bearing on how we understand the two meanings of Sofik Kevadai. If Sofik Deraisa is min al-Torah, the Rashba's view, then Sofik Kevadai may never actually mean Vadai in the full sense. The moment Chazaka is removed, the situation remains a Sofik. But since Sofik is Osim in Atoyre, we have to be stringent, just like we have to be stringent by a Vadai. There's no need for meaning one that it's actual Vadai. Meaning two alone suffices. If Sofik deraisa is only midrabanan, the Rambam's view, then without meaning one actual Vadai, the Sofik would be mutum in Atoyre. Therefore, Sofik Vandai must carry meaning one as well. We actually treat the Sofik as a Vandai, making it awesome in our Torah. To conclude, these shiurim cover complex sugis that branch across many different gemaras and shas, and have many machlokes rishonim. And we won't always be mentioning all the shitas, because we're trying to build a clear picture without confusion. With Hashem's help, there will be more broader, all-encompassing shiurim, and in those shiurim, hopefully, we'll be able to lay out each position, clarified to completion. After completing this series, listeners are strongly encouraged to learn the Sefer Kesef Nivche, which carries a remarkable askama from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer writes that this is the path to becoming a true Talmud Chochem. The Sefer takes every Gemara on a given topic together with all the Rishonim and arranges them in order. Today, with the help of Art Scroll, Masifta, Meiri, and all the contemporary works that explain Tosfos, every person can learn the Oifen Yisoidi in a foundational, systematic manner, not knowing just one Gemara on Chazaka or one Gemara on Breder, but knowing every Gemara on the topic, seeing all the Rishonim, and building a truly rich and comprehensive understanding, and becoming a Talmud Chacham Muflik. The Haskama of the Chassam Sofer and the Sefer is unbelievable and worthwhile to see inside. With Hashem's help, once these Shiurim have been listened to, learning Kesef Nivche inside will be far more accessible. Try it for yourself. After going through the sugyas of Chazaka, Roiv, and the other sugis that have shaykhis, and then learning in a Kesef Nivche, and then try to learn the Sefer Shev Shmaitze, is the Sefer Shev Shmaitze Hamavur from Rav Lok, Gera Balabos, who spent 10 years making a biur, like an art scroll on Shev Shmaitze. And once you hear the Shiurim on Chazoke, and Roiv, and some other sugis, say the Eides, say the Echod, you'll be able to learn Kesef Nivche, especially Bocherim, will be able to learn Shev Shmaitze and know this unbelievable Sefer, and it's a kinyan for a lifetime.
Kol Halashon. A whole world of quality content.